We were talking earlier about pool safety. Now that summer's around the corner, it's starting to get nice out. Everyone's opening their pools. And now, even if you don't have a pool, there's still some safety things to think about with certain water things and water activities in your backyard. And every Wednesday, we talk to our home expert, Susie Calabrese. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT. So what other reminders, Susie, should people be thinking of when it comes to water?
Yeah, I mean, playing with water can be really fun and educational for kids. And there's a lot of activities you can enjoy at home without needing a pool this summer. So I have some ideas and safety reminders for you. As someone who used to live in an apartment, we used to have to get creative about going outside. You could set up a sprinkler. So if you do have the space, you know, in your backyard, bring some extra towels outside. I feel like kids get cold in that hose water because it's even if the sun's out, the water's cold, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, my kid never wants to get off that slide, like just never wants to take a break when she sees other kids playing. So, you know, sometimes forcing them to like take a beat and drink some water and then get back in it, you know, might be helpful. So have that water nearby for your kids when they're playing outside in the yard. And then DIY water tables, especially for younger babies and toddlers that are just learning how to stand. This is really great and something I used as when I used to rent as well, because not all renters have outdoor spaces. They might have patios or balconies that you could put a little water table outside for. You could use a large plastic container or a bin filled with water, and you can let kids play with toys like cups, funnels, small water safety toys. And even though it may seem like just shallow water, please supervise young children because there still are drowning risks there. And you want to make sure that you empty that water when playtime is over to avoid accidents. And if you're not looking for a submerged water activity at home, you could have a sensory water experience by filling up a shallow container with water, like on a tabletop. And this just kind of gives them that, you know, just with their hands. You could put in sponges, measuring cups, and different textured materials for sensory exploration. And really the safety reminder here is just reminding kids to not put any small objects in their mouths. You know, you don't want them to choke. You know, one other one that I love is water painting. So I have a little artist on my hands. I think that, you know, kids, they love to do chalk, but sometimes they get a little bit bored by it outside. So, you know, you could amp the chalk game up a little bit by giving them paintbrushes and buckets of water and having them paint the sidewalks or, you know, a fence or a wall or something that gives them creative expression without the mess of traditional paint. If you want to take it up a notch and add color to it, you can actually take half a cup of cornstarch with half a cup of water and add some gel food coloring to it. And if you have one of those muffin tins, you can make a little palette of different colors with the paint brushes. Yes. And then it'll go away because it's not permanent. It's not actual paint. So it'll be like chalk paint. And I have one last tip. So if you have kids that love science experiments, you could just go around the house, find some objects and have them predict whether they'll sink or float in a pot or bucket of water. And again, obviously you have water here, so you want to supervise that. But this could be a fun activity to do with kids of different ages as well. So regardless of the activity, obviously, you know, your supervision is crucial, especially when water is involved. And you want to keep an eye on children at all times. Teach the children about water safety. Have fun with it. And, you know, have them know how to call for help in an emergency. But for the most part, just try to have fun.
Well, we've had a couple nice days this past week that feel like summertime. And I feel like everyone's in the mood to open up their pools and have some fun water play this summer. And summer's going to be here before we know it. So every Wednesday, we talk to Susie Calabrese, home expert. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT. And we're going to start off with some pool water safety tips. Right, Susie?
Yeah, it's definitely that time to think about maintenance and safety. So whether you've got an in-ground or above-ground pool, there's more to it than just their looks. And you'd be surprised how many home buyers purchase homes with very little pool knowledge. So let's go over the difference real quick. An in-ground pool, which often offers a sleeker and more integrated look with the surrounding landscape, that'll have underground pumps and filters that need regular maintenance. So not to mention keeping an eye on water levels as well. But their pool covers are typically more hefty. They can be a real workout to get off if you're opening the pool by yourself, which I know some people that do that. And now above ground pools, maybe they don't appear as fancy, but they're still a blast and commonly seen here in Connecticut. They're a bit more simple to open for the season, but they certainly are not maintenance free. So it's essential to inspect their liners for tears and regularly check the equipment, just like an in-ground pool, to ensure the water remains clean, balanced, and safe for swimming. I think understanding your pool type is really crucial. So if you're thinking of DIY pool maintenance this season, it is doable, but I always recommend hiring a professional for your first season. This way you'll learn from their expertise and be better equipped to manage the pool on your own going forward.
Yeah, true.
So on to safety. Recent data highlights an increase in accidental child drowning deaths in Connecticut with an uptick from the last 2 years. And that piqued my interest. So I was like, are we like on par or like what is the national average here? But the CDC, I guess, reported nationally that approximately 4,000 accidental drowning deaths happen each year, making drowning the leading cause of death for children from ages 1 to 4, which is so scary. So
yeah.
I think safety here is really critical and important. And so you want to make sure if you have a pool that you're securing your pool areas with the appropriate fencing and gates and adhering to those Connecticut residential code requirements, which can easily be found right on ct.gov's website. So if you have a pool, I recommend you check that out there. And when it comes to keeping an eye on the pool, constant supervision is really key. So make sure you designate water watchers so the kids are always supervised and never left alone near the pool. It's all about being proactive and preventing accidents before they happen. So if you're having a big party this summer, if you're the host, you never stop moving. So maybe consider hiring a CPR certified sitter, or even, you know, there are youth lifeguards out there that have the proper training that you could hire to come and hang out and watch the pool for you if you want to take that extra step to be careful with all the guests that are at your house.
Yeah, that's a great idea, actually. Super important.
Yeah, and educating everyone about pool safety and emergency procedures, especially for children that live at your house that are using the pool. You know, remind everyone to avoid running around the pool. They could always slip in and fall. Diving in shallow water, I feel like that goes without saying, but kids don't really understand like the depth of the pool necessarily like we would. So you also want to make sure weaker swimmers have pool flotation devices and that everyone knows how to call for help in case of an emergency. So investing in safety equipment like pool alarms and other rescue gear in case there actually was an accident that was happening, you know, maybe a throw bag or one of those rescue hooks that can add an extra layer of protection and peace of mind too.
And for people who may not have a pool in their backyard, there are other water activities that you might be doing. So coming up at 6:25, Susie has some helpful tips for that too. Starting at 9.9.